B-Pod Studios.
Fred, hello.
Hey, guys.
Hello.
Hey.
What's going on? Are we on fire?
Tomatoes.
I had to be towed in by another adult male.
I love meatballs.
Do you?
Let's go, Red Sox.
Hit me like a bomb, bomb,
bomb. Go, Red Sox.
Hit me like a bomb, bomb, bomb.
Wall dick, well, yeah.
She made out with my dad.
Hello. Welcome to the show.
Forgive me.
Tuesday.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Good morning.
Pardon me. We're the Toucher and Rich radio program, 617-779-0985. You can watch us on Twitch, twitch.tv. You can get the Twitch app. Get the 98.5 Sports Hub. Search that over there. Yesterday, I talked to my mother. They had just stayed here, and Rich, you're absolutely right. You can't let people stay at your house, especially if you don't have a big house. She was, you know, first of all, I called, and she said, oh, hey, because they didn't call when they got in, which I figured something was up, because they always call, and they say, we got in.
Yeah.
So she calls. I call her, and she's like, oh, hey, hello. And I'm like, hey, well, did you guys have a good time? And she's like, okay. She's like, you know, well, we don't like to see that you get so angry and stressed.
Well, yeah, yep.
And then she goes, you know, you're awfully, you just argue with your father. You're awfully, and I'm like, you think that these arguments are entirely my fault? Well, Freddie, and I said, you realize that there's six of us in like a tiny room and there's no room. And, you know, I have two relatively young children that are causing problems. And I mean, I have to defend myself because I get in arguments with my father, and my father, apparently my mother and father get in arguments constantly,
mm-hmm.
but apparently when they get on enemy territory,
they like to gang up. Yeah.
But my father doesn't have a problem with any of this. My father is just like, who cares?
Yeah.
But my mother has taken this and internalized this. And then, so she's like, we probably shouldn't stay there again. I go, I agree. And she goes, well, can you find a bed and breakfast for us? I said, how would I find a bed and breakfast? I mean, it's just as easy for you to do it. I don't know anything about it. I've never stayed in a bed and breakfast in my life. And then she's like, well, you could drive by them and see if they're okay.
I mean, Holiday Inn Express has breakfast. I mean,
well, I said, why don't you stay in a hotel? And she's so petrified of elevators
Why?
Did she do? Well, because she is a fool.
I mean, yeah, that's just, oh, okay. That's fairly okay. Common.
All right.
Well, not to let it. I mean, this is a woman who wouldn't fly for years and now is, you know, jet setting all over
okay.
the world.
Okay.
Yeah.
See, the elevator one I get, but the thing about elevators is unless catastrophe strikes, I mean, you're only in it for, what, at the most a minute?
Well, you can request a bottom floor room at a hotel.
Yeah, I understand that, but that doesn't always work out. I mean, a lot of times.
Sure.
A lot of times that doesn't work out. And she says she feels claustrophobic in the hotel room. So, I mean, it's a whole situation. I mean, they can't, they at their age, they can't stay at my house.
Well, your two things are just because I've screwed up before. And I have to be honest, since I've changed the two things, like my relationship with my family is a million times better. The number one is don't discuss politics. Don't do it. It's just, right. I mean, as tempting as it is, and they might some say something that is so over the top, just easily provable wrong. Like, okay, that's an insane conspiracy theory. Even though you've got that, I've learned just let it go and everything just goes away soon. You just got to bite your fist for a moment and go, I'm not going to say a word. And then you have to have a time where you're away from your family.
Yes.
I mean, and as a matter of fact, it's at the point where, like, you know, my mother, I love her to death, but, you know, she's a, you know, older buyer, lives by herself, doesn't have any income anymore. Like, she basically is, you know, a retired person, so she doesn't have a ton of cash. So I even get her a place to stay when she comes up. It's worth every penny. It's worth every
single
penny.
And she stays by herself, and she doesn't give you grief that she's in a hotel room by herself?
She loves it. See, I think she likes her time, too, to kind of go back and decompress, and, you know, she can watch whatever, Downton Abbey or whatever show she wants to watch. But that's, I think that older people also don't understand the intensity that people like us who have kids, what they have to deal with. I mean, they think it's great to see their grandkids, but being with them 24/7 is insane for them. Like, there's a point where it's after about 2 hours, they're sick of your kids. So you kind of got to give them an out, and it makes them feel a little bit better about not having to be a jerk about it, and they can kind of go on their own. You go on your own, and at night, you can decompress, and then it makes seeing them the next morning actually enjoyable. Wow, I missed you. It's great. Let's go do something fun.
Yeah, and they, like, you know, think it's not. And now I'm, like, defending my dad because he just doesn't care. But my mom, you know, what's going on? Zoe's going crazy crying. Zoe's going crazy crying because she got up in the morning and decided to.
Because she's a kid. Right.
Yes.
Because kids do that stuff. Kids complain when they're wearing long sleeves instead of short sleeves, even though it's 20 degrees outside. Like, that stuff just said, oh, don't you know that they could get a cold? You don't understand my kid. Well, but when you were a kid, you see, you have to understand when you divide things and make them go on their own somewhere and you're on your own for a little bit, it minimizes that part of
Plus,
it.
Plus, parents never remember the reality of any kind of situation.
Yes, you're absolutely right.
They don't remember. All they do is remember that. And then, Freddie. All you remember is the bad things. No, I remember plenty. But according to you, it was an idyllic childhood. All right, the fire alarm has been going off now for more than a couple minutes.
Do we need to be leaving?
That's always the question in radio is, do you leave during a fire alarm? Because if the office was here, I would imagine we were leaving.
Mm-hmm. It's gone on long enough that I guarantee you some trucks. You can hear that, but Bird's on the case.
He was the first one.
He would have pushed people out of the way. He jumped up out of his chair. He couldn't have gotten up any quicker, and he just ran off. Like, he just ran out the door.
He's halfway to Everett.
What exactly is Bird checking out?
It's awesome. We're depending on Bird as the flesh is being burnt off of my bones.
He ran downstairs now. First of all, I don't think he has a key code to even get into the engineering, the rack room or whatever, so...
Like, this is the weirdest thing, because if you're on the, and I can see other stations walking around.
Yeah.
Like, if you're on the radio, it's the only profession where you don't leave during a fire drill. Like, the assumption is that you stay.
Yeah. I mean, I have no idea.
You would imagine that in some kind of corporate.
Oh, here he comes.
Oh, Bird has the answers.
Okay, well, that's what we need.
Everyone's looking. They
lots of shrugging shoulders.
But I don't think the point is finding
there
the
they
fire.
Go. There he goes again.
I think what happens is you just take off for a few minutes and you let Huey Lewis in the new sports role.
Oh, that's fair.
I think you just kind of, as we just head on over and go get breakfast somewhere.
Am I wrong in thinking that if, like, the station was here, we would be leaving? Like,
yeah,
the rest of the station was here if people had come in?
Oh, when a fire alarm goes off, you leave the building most of the time. I mean, but, you know, this is the situation.
But in morning radio, you have to go look to see where the fire is.
the band plays as the Titanic sinks.
You have to seek out the problem.
Yeah, you have
to go and look for dangerous things.
All the stations have gotten together, like the producers and Bird, and are frantically searching the area for a fire.
They're walking around.
They're walking around looking for the fire.
I mean,
now can we go home if there's a fire?
I don't see why not. Sure.
Can we? I mean, you guys in there praying for a fire.
Well, I don't want anyone to get hurt, but I would like to leave.
If you're gonna have a fire in this building, anytime after 11 and right till now would be the time.
I mean, I'd have no problem doing an early morning broadcast from Guy Fieri's place.
It's too late to put it together. There's too many moving parts.
As enticing as that is.
Just, like, move the show. Just say, hey, listen, for 45 minutes, you're going to hear Huey Lewis News Sports. But when we come back on, we're going to be in Flavortown.
Well, there is actually a network that they could put up. Now, it wouldn't be the greatest thing for our ratings of all time, but...
I mean...
Now I'm fantasizing about going back to bed.
So, Bird... Okay, Bird's in the other room. He's got answers. Bird...
Well, he's being handed a cell phone.
The first thing I asked him when he came back in, I said, did you call anybody? And no one has called anybody. He said, we're going to call the chief engineer.
Isn't there an engineer in the building now?
I think that's what they went looking for.
Ah, all right.
All right, this has been going on for about 10 minutes.
Right, usually if it's a false alarm, that's like a three-minute thing and it's done.
Well, the fire department's coming.
I know, the fire department has to come to reset the system, if nothing else, right? So this is going to go off until the fire department gets here.
All right. Well, might as well break on time.
Okay. I've conditioned myself to not, like, even flinch when it comes to fire alarms. Yeah. I used to live on top of a Starbucks. And the Starbucks would always, someone would leave one of the, something on. But all this stuff would get inside the smoke detector, even though it wasn't smoke. It was like steam. And I'm not kidding you. It might have been once a month our fire alarm went off.
Well, this is a long time.
It is a long one.
For a fire alarm. All right. We'll be back. And it might be us or it might be CBS Sports Radio. Fingers crossed. CBS Sports Radio.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
This is where Boston sports fans start their day.
Oh, now, focus.
With Toucher and Rich on Boston's home for sports, 98.5 The Sports Hub.
.985 to Sports Hub, where Toucher and Rich. Johnny, you got a question. Your expertise is on the line. Jim, go ahead.
Hey, what's going on? So I was wondering, if say Mookie Betts gets signed in arbitration, and if this is possible, could they do a blockbuster trade for another superstar or a really good prospect? What are the chances of that?
Sure. I mean, if you have a guy under contract, you can trade him.
Not for a superstar.
No, probably not. And again, are you looking for a pitcher? I guess I can see that. But ultimately, you're trading one superstar for another. You're still going to have to pay the superstar that comes in, right?
The other thing, too, John, is that, if I'm not mistaken, they could trade J.D. Martinez. There's three teams he can write down. I think he's got that in his contract.
Modified no trade. Yep. He submits a list of three teams he cannot be traded to. It can be changed every year. But, yeah, I mean, now that Martinez is opted in, yeah, you can trade him anywhere you want him if you want to.
Yeah. And then you got to hope that you can afford Mookie Betts. If you make that move, yeah.
we've been told they're slashing salary. It doesn't make any sense to have both of them if that is what you are doing.
Right. So there's three teams. If I'm him, my three teams are Tampa Bay, Miami. Like, I just want places that would never ever trade for me if I wanted to stay.
He's saying you can, the ones that they cannot trade you to.
Oh, he's only three that they can't.
Yeah. That's correct. Can't. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
All right, then I'd find out.
Then pick the three ones that want him the most.
Yeah, yeah.
Sure. I know that would make sense. Well, yesterday, Tom Brady talked with his buddy Jim Gray about whether their loss against the Ravens had anything to do with the team being used to playing inferior teams up to that point.
Have you guys been able to camouflage in those eight victories a lot of your deficiencies because the level of play of your opponents isn't what Baltimore is?
Well, I don't think there's any perfect team, you know, in the NFL or that has everything figured out. So, I don't think we claim to be that either. We're a tough, hard-nosed, physical, resilient team. And, you know, I know the character of the guys in the locker room. And, you know, we're going to learn from it. And we're going to try to play better as we move forward. You got to learn to deal with losses the way we play that game. We weren't going to win that game with the way that we played.
There is one perfect team left. It's the one with Jimmy G.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Bill Belichick.
Just a game manager, Jimmy G.
Every night, taking the dust off the old picture frame by his bedside, looking at Jimmy.
Just making a small slit in the pillow with his face on him.
It's the one, it's the one that got away, Fred. Yep. It's the one that got away.
Yep, indeed.
Well, meanwhile, Pete Carroll's having a little
Jim
fun.
Jim Gray. That's it?
Tom.
That's all they got out of Jim Gray?
You want more because it's all pretty
No,
boring.
I don't want more because, it's just, yeah, it's boring. he's a bore.
Yep.
Tom Brady's a boring interview anyway, but he's especially boring with Jim Gray.
That is true.
Namby-pamby BS.
Well, meanwhile, Pete Carroll is having a little fun at the Patriots' expense. Former Patriot Jacob Hollister caught two touchdown passes in Seattle's overtime win over the Bucks on Sunday when discussing Hollister's big day and if he noticed anything about players who came to him after spending time in New England. Carroll seemed to take a swipe at Belichick.
What have you noticed about the guys that you've had that you brought in here who have spent time in the Patriot system like Hollister?
that they're happy to be here.
Bulletin board material for when they don't play you this season. Put it on the board.
You never know.
Unless
that little bowl of super. I would imagine that a lot of that is true. That once you go to Seattle and you have Pete Carroll who like takes you like
I think it's a little different.
Lawn darts.
Yeah. You're right.
You know, takes you to takes you bowling.
Here's like a beer.
Like you did with the Jets. Yeah, he took you bowling. Like, mm-hmm. Yeah, you're allowed to do anything. Like they have like girls in the locker room.
That's right.
Yeah, anything goes. I would imagine that when you're used to the culture and it's not like Seattle sucks. So it's like if you're used to the culture in New England, I could see being very relieved about being in Seattle.
He's Captain Fun. Come on, it's fun time. It's weird that
he's
like,
older than Belichick.
He's the oldest coach in the league, isn't he?
I don't. But
is he the oldest in the league?
Yeah. No, the guy who used to coach Chicago has got to be the oldest in the league.
Who?
What's his name?
Nick Fangio.
Fangio's got to be 104. Fangio's got to be.
Who's he the head coach of?
He's the head coach in Denver. He's 61, Fangio.
Fangio's 61 years old?
He's 61.
I bet he's like middle of the pack, although there's like a bunch of young bucks now. So
Carroll's 68. Oh, put a picture of the two.
No, Carroll's not 60. He's I thought he was in his 70s.
No, he's 68. Picture of Fangio up against Pete Carroll. Well, it just goes to show you, if you're working, you know, 20-hour days, it's better to be Pete Carroll and just kind of taking it, you know, put in your 8 hours and go and enjoy life. Have you ever seen what stress can do to a man? My God, Nick Fangio is 61 years old.
61.
You could have told me he was 75.
Yep.
And I would have believed it.
How old's Andy Reid?
Oh,
he's probably 40.
Yeah. Andy Reid's been a head coach since he was 19.
Well, I mean, he looked like he was 40 when he was like,
Reid is 61
14
too.
Years old.
Reid's 61 also.
God, he looks older than that.
It's hard to tell with Andy Reid because he's like baby Huey is.
Yeah, right. I mean, he looked like he was 40 when he was 13 in that
past. Yeah, like Andy Reid doesn't strike me as old. Fangio looks old as hell. Because he was a defensive coordinator for like 45 years. My goodness. All right, we're going to break. What are we going to do when we come back?
All right, let's get to Monday Night Football. Had one of the best play-by-play moments of the year from our good friend Kevin Harlan.
By the way, Bruce Arians, I'm being told, 67. All right.
Still wears cool hats.
Yes, he's got the floppy fat guy going on. All right, we'll be right back.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Get the app. Get the Sports Hub. Get Toucher and Rich. Download the Sports Hub app today.
.985 the Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. Rich, what's going on?
Hey, the Cowboys won something.
Prescott gets it complete as Cooper takes it all the way. A 45-yard touchdown strike, Prescott to Cooper.
I watched most of that game. After that Bruins game was over, I flipped it over. I ended up watching most of it, and it was riddled with awful calls from the refs. Just a tough game to watch, except for one thing. By the way, the Cowboys won it 37-18 over the Giants. And then there was this glorious moment, and that was when somehow, and I still need an explanation as to how this can happen, a cat got onto the field. This was in Texas, right? That was at this is in New York.
Yeah, the cat just is growing around in the parking lot and gets through one of the gates, and there you have it.
How does it go through all of those different checkpoints in order to get onto the field?
Well, you're not looking for a cat. The cat could have been in that stadium for a week, 2 weeks.
It did look feral. It didn't look like it was somebody's cat. Hey. It just looked like, yes, James Stewart. Where's James Stewart when you need to hunt him down?
I was under the bleachers the whole time, stupid.
But there were two great things about this cat being on the field. First of all was the call from Kevin Harlan, who's one of our all-time favorites. He did a play-by-play. So the cat gets onto the field and then slowly runs towards the end zone and then ends up bursting in there and taking off where no one could catch him.
Yeah.
So here is Kevin Harlan's call of the moment.
Oh, there's a cat. A black cat is taking the field. A black cat is running from the 20 to the near side, the 10. From the 39 in Dallas, here's a short throw down the middle caught by Ingram. Caught at the 35, went to the 30. Now the cat running the other way. And so is Ingram at the 30 to the 25 to the 24-yard line of the Dallas Cowboys. It's a catch run of 15. Now the cat is stopped at the 50.
So is it bad luck for the Giants? Is it bad luck for the Cowboys?
I don't know, but they've stopped playing. The players with hands on hips are watching the cat run and zigzag all over the field. The black cat is at the other end of the field. He's
black
at the
cat
eight.
Doesn't know that it was last Thursday that was Halloween. Thursday night football, yeah. Not Monday night football.
He's a little bit late. Now
I knew it's stupid. That's why I did a sneak attack.
Now he is sitting and looking. Now he's at the five.
He's who brought the walking. Cat?
He's walking to the three. He's at the two. And the cat is in the CDW red zone. CDW, people who get it now, a policeman, state troopers come on the field. And the cat runs into the end zone. That is a touchdown. And the cat is elusive. Kind of like Barkley and Elliott. But he didn't know where to go. Look, they're trying to corner him. And they got him in the end zone. There are state troopers all around this cat, which now climbs up into the stands, and the fans are running for their life. Now it goes back on the field again. And it's running in the back of the end zone. And it runs up the tunnel.
Okay, to me, the best part of that is that there were players on the field who didn't think this was a joke. Like, you could tell that they were truly disturbed and freaked out that there was a black cat on the field. Some fairly
hell no, I'm not dealing with no cats.
I'm telling you, it almost was like who Eric Berry when the horse came on the field, which is one of my all-time favorites. So Tank Lawrence from the Cowboys was asked about it afterwards.
Oh, did he say I'm not messing with no cats?
All right, listen. Tank Lawrence after the game being asked, what did he think about the cat?
So I was like, man, the game over. Like, if a black cat runs on the damn field on a Monday night football game, a black cat. Like, you might call it quits, bro. Like, y'all luck is terrible. So, it was just bad luck, and that was it.
Or good luck.
I hate cats, too, so it's like, Hurry up and get this cat before it gets to me, you know? Yeah, man.
The very first thing I think when someone asked him about it, which was not the clip, is he said, F that.
Yeah.
He's like, F, I don't want no cat.
Like, the cat comes up to him.
Yes.
Hey, that is, you know.
Oh, hell no, there go that horse.
Your fear is warranted.
I mean, that is Eric Berry. Eric Berry, if you don't know, when he played for the Chiefs, he used to hate it because they would always come out, you know, every home game, there's the guy who rides the horse out there and goes crazy, and Eric Berry truly was disturbed by it.
Oh, hell no, there go that horse. I'll f*** with that horse. Huh? That horse. I'll wait till they got to the horse pad. I don't mess with horses, bro. Straight up. Might come over here and throw a tantrum. Stay inside the box. Stay inside the box. Oh. Hold up. Call that horse out there. That horse. Oh, she need to go ahead with that horse right now. I don't fool with no horses, boy. Huh? Need to go ahead and draw that belt away. You don't like the horse? Hell no. I seen it on the first game. I ain't worried about the chick. I'm worried about the horse.
Eric Berry has equinophobia, the fear of horses.
You don't say.
I would like to take like half the NFL and put them like at just a ranch with like sheep and goats. They'd be so terrified. Like they don't like cats, some of these guys.
Welcome to the Terror Dome, bitch.
Chase Stooges causing chaos.
While you sleep, I pray.
And Giants put out some kind of tweet that said they had yet to find the cat, but they will find the cat at some point.
Okay. I mean, that was watch the video, Fred. Like I've seen
the video.
There's a couple people who are kind of smiling on the teams, but then there's a pretty decent amount of people who are like, F this.
Yeah, it's
get me out of here.
It was like if like a hawk got into your house.
right.
It's like equivalent of like 8 bats being like in your room.
But the cat's like 30, 40 yards away from them.
Yes,
and it's still hell no.
It's still incredibly frightening.
Is there anybody out there who's deathly afraid of cats? 617-779
If like not, crippling. I can make arrangements.
I'm sure you can do something there, Jace, too.
I used to live in a refrigerator at a coroner's office.
Oh, that's not good.
I dined on the flesh of human for years.
That was the best. They're all like, no way.
No, sirree, Bob. I don't like this cat.
Maybe Jay Stu went up to New York and he was doing some like pre, because he knows the Cowboys are coming. So he does something just to stick in their head. So that way, when they play the Patriots, he'll just hold up a picture of a cat head in the stands. Yeah.
A picture of a cat head. Excuse me.
This can be bad, but why not take it?
All right. It is the black cat from last night. Hello, black cat from last night.
Hi, guys.
Well,
they can't find me because I'm underneath the shed in the bowels of Giant Stadium. Ooh, spooky.
You're looking in all the wrong places, stupid. I'm out in plain sight. Your flashlight is no match for my eyes. I close them. There's no reflection. I've wedged myself into quite a predicament for you.
You would have thought they unleashed a lion on the field. The way the faces of these guys are making. I mean, you would have thought it was like a flesh-eating leopard. Just like...
You don't know I'm not.
Hey, maybe you aren't. Maybe you aren't.
I'm a master of the black arts.
Maybe you might be.
Hey.
Yes, thank you.
There's a lot of popcorn everywhere. Yes,
thank you, Cat, from last night. I appreciate it.
Eat it before you sweep it.
The Cat and Jay Stu have the same voice.
That's what my shirt says. Yeah, I'm Jay Stu the Cat.
Okay, you're Jay Stu as a cat. Okay.
Yeah.
That's right.
You're an animorph.
Don't come close to him. He's going to run. Yeah. We went through this.
Yeah, don't come. Oh, you're going to get close. See ya. Okay. Later, alligator.
Please, all of our listeners are brilliant at Photoshop. I need the front cover of one of those animorph books that were big in middle school where the person transforms into the animal, but it being Jay Stu into a cat.
I have 5,000 of them on my Instagram page from back in the day. at Fred Toucher.
The animorph book?
Yeah. Okay. Or just him, like, under a him with the face and the cat, him underneath a shed.
I mean, you've seen the front covers, right? It's always like a human who transforms into like a into an animal on the front cover of the book, and you have to do one of Jay Stu turning into a cat.
I'll leave you with some to remind me by. Poo.
Okay. Right
middle of the field. All right. There'll be no commercials, just the headlines, and we can hear Brandon Merriweather talking about how interesting it was to be recruited by huge schools.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
985 The Sports Hub, we're Toucher and Rich. Brandon Merriweather, our good friend, is brought to you this morning by DN Van Lines. Brandon Merriweather, hello.
What's up, yeah? What's good?
It's all good, Brandon. As always. All good.
Hey, man. Hey, I got a question.
Yes.
How did I not win 98 miles last year?
Oh, yeah, I mean, you were excellent.
2 years ago.
You were excellent, but who ended up winning that? Oh, so
Sarah Underwood.
Yeah, Mike Felger, who's on the station, his wife came on and basically ripped on her husband the entire time.
She didn't deserve the win, Brandon. Brandon, yours was far better. But sometimes it's not about skills. I mean, you know, there's people like Taylor Swift who make a lot of money. But
Cut it out.
Well, you a big Taylor Swift fan?
No, I'm not, but hey, she got something. She's making money. She's making a lot of money, too.
Do you think she's overrated in terms of looks?
Yeah. Yeah, I do.
Yeah, I never found her overly attractive. I don't know why these gentlemen keep dating her.
Yeah.
But she hit it. She hittable now. Don't get it twisted.
No, of course. I mean, of course I'd have sex with her, but I'm talking about in the pantheon of women that are admired for their beauty.
If she ain't had the money she had, you know, would I pick her? No, absolutely not. Yeah. You know, but hey, man, they say money make you look good. But, so you can say what you want to say.
Have you ever been with a celebrity?
I've been around.
No, I think Fred means been with a celebrity.
And I said, yeah, I've been around.
Okay. All right.
Say the industry that they were in. You don't have to say the name. Or you could say the name if you want.
No, I would never put somebody out like that. But I've been with an actress, a rapper, a couple models. Anyways, I've been around.
Was it Dame Judi Dench?
Who?
Never mind. Was it Meryl Streep?
We should just do. Does Brandon Merriweather know the Academy Award winner?
Estelle Getty from the Golden Girls? All right. I think his acting like he doesn't know means that he banged Meryl Streep. But all right.
Cut it out.
All right. So, Rich,
Waldick,
actually.
Man.
Waldick.
What?
He just called on you.
I'm sorry. I didn't realize it was my turn. Am I supposed to? What it do? How does that work? Does that sound good? No, probably
not. No, that sounds terrible.
I'm sorry, man. I'm working on it.
For you, Waldick, I let it go, man.
Thanks, I appreciate it.
Thank you. All right, so Rich was talking about this, and it's a good idea to ask you about it, so I'm going to steal his question. Last night, the Patriots struggling against the run game. This is something that's been an issue for them. What are you seeing out of this defense? Why is this the case?
Honestly, I think for them, I don't think that's a case. I think they putting so much into stopping the pass, and you know that Bill really, since ain't nobody ever did it, and people falling behind so much to where they just putting a lot into the pass game. But I think that's an issue that, like, once Bill sees something, it'll be fixed. So I don't think that's a problem.
Well, it's been a little bit of an issue. Like last week, Nick Chubb ran all over him. This week, I mean, it was pretty rough. When you're looking at that, like, what kind of adjustments do you think are going to be made there?
People just got to do their job, you know. If you got a gap, you got to stay in your gap. If you got to split a double team or hold it up, you got to do that. That's gonna be that's what's happening. Is, you know, it kind of looked like people are just getting out of their gap.
Is that Junior there with you?
Yeah, that's Junior with me.
Yeah. At what age are you gonna have him lifting weights?
Lifting weights?
Yeah.
I don't know, probably high school.
Okay. You're not one of those maniac fathers who was the guy who had him like lifting weights when he was like 6 years old?
That was Marinovich.
Yeah, Marinovich. Yeah, you're not gonna be that kind of father, are you?
No, man. He ain't gotta do nothing athletic if he don't want to.
You say that now.
I'm serious. Like I'm not one of the parents who gonna make their kids do what I did because I feel like, you know, that's what makes you no. If he wanted to be a book nerd, I'd be completely happy. I hope he wins spelling bees, man, to be honest with you.
Could you win a spelling bee?
Hell no. Man, you couldn't you couldn't have paid me to even go to even participate in the spelling bee.
Yeah. Okay, so you were like a star in high school too. So, I mean, how much schoolwork did you actually have to do? Because you were someone who was destined to play in the NFL. When you were in high school, did you have people kind of look the other way when it came to tests?
No, I didn't. Not even in college, but I didn't because my stepmom and my dad was my stepdad was teachers at my high school.
Okay.
It wasn't no way around me, like saying, "Hey, man, look, man, if I fail this class, I ain't gonna be able to play. So y'all need to let me." Nah, I couldn't do that.
Okay.
Were there other kids that you saw that happening with? Because I read an article about how I was kind of shocked that even in high school, these kids, you know, you hear about it in college all the time, but in high school, apparently, it's early enough to where teachers kind of look the other way on tests. Did you know anybody in your school where that was the case?
No, like the school I went to was a magnet program, you know what I mean? So I like 90% of the people who went to our school was, you know, smart. So I do know some people who, not at my school, but I know some people who absolutely, I don't know how they got in college, period. So I know they teachers were looking the other way.
What school offered you the most money to go there?
Probably South Carolina.
Okay.
Now we're talking outside of scholarships. This was actual envelope money.
You got a scholarship,
right?
To Miami. Yeah,
this was envelope money, correct?
Oh, you took my envelope money. Oh, no, man. Nah, ain't nobody offering you no money, man. I can make this.
Okay. Aside from South Carolina.
All right. Well, then which one showed you the best time while trying to recruit you?
South Carolina by far.
Okay. What did they do?
What didn't they do? Like, you ever seen the movie He Got Game?
Yeah.
Yes.
Was that He Got Game with Jesus Shuttleworth getting recruited?
Yeah.
Ray Allen getting recruited?
Yeah, and he had the two porn stars in bed with him.
It was basically just like that, basically.
Wow.
Close to that.
And is it just you and a bunch of recruits, and then they walk in and say, ladies, how does that work?
No, so with me, it was, first off, they picked me up in a private jet. And when I got there, we rode by the airport to pick everybody else up. And then we had, they take you to your hotel, and sometimes it's people in there, sometimes it's not. You know, and then you go eat dinner and you come back to your hotel and maybe somebody in there, maybe not.
Well, so listen, it shows that you are a man of honor, though, that you did not fall for that and that you ended up going to the prestigious Miami.
Man, honestly, I had a lot of influence around me that that helped me with everything. You know what I mean? So that's why I didn't go to any of the other schools. You know, like, I went to Miami basically because they told me I was going to have to work to get everything I was going to get.
No, that's admirable. I mean, that is admirable.
Was Lou Holtz the head coach that tried to recruit you to go to South Carolina?
Yeah, Lou Holtz was the head coach.
What's it like dealing with him? First of all, we're kind of surprised that Lou rolled out the red carpet the way he did. But was it hard not to laugh at him when he you know, kind of tripped over all his S's and stuff when he was talking to you?
You know what? Honestly, I didn't even see Lou Holtz until literally the 20 minutes before I had to leave. And because Lou was, he was out with his family or something. And when I got back, when I was getting ready to leave, they was like, oh, you got to go meet Lou. And when I met him, I told him I was coming. I was like, yeah, I'm going to come. I'll be here.
Yeah, because, well, you know, you don't have to officially sign anything right there while you're there. Why not just say it so it's not awkward?
Just, no, and you just wanted to get out of the room, I'd imagine.
Right,
because
yeah.
Because spitting all over the place.
I absolutely did. Every visit I went to, I told him I was coming. Absolutely. Hey, I'll be there, man. I'm coming. I'm telling you. Thank y'all for showing me a good time.
What is it like being 18 and having like a private jet pick you up and then, you know, going to your hotel room and there possibly being women there waiting for you? I mean, how do you take that as an 18-year-old?
Like you the man, you know? How you not take it? Like, and the crazy part is, like, you know, 18-year-olds, all of us, like, kind of talk to each other. So when they was talking to, like, when we got back to dinner, and everybody telling me what's going on in their room, I'm sitting there laughing like, dang, you know, my room's a little more exciting. Everybody, like, I'm getting picked up in jet. They on regular plane. I had like a suite, you know, at the W. They had like regular rooms at, you know, Marriott. Like, it was just completely different.
All right. Well, I'm going to ask you a football question. So you had the situation going on with Jamal Adams, and you were a great safety, and Jamal Adams thinks he is. And he is putting up a stink about losing. When you look at a player who's like calling out basically everyone but himself about losing, how do you feel about that?
First off, I think stuff like, you know, calling people out need to be done in house.
Right.
Like, I don't think like it's nothing you could gain by calling somebody out over the media. The only person I ever seen actually call somebody out over media or Twitter and it actually improved the people he was calling that game was Adam Thielen when he called that Kurt and Kurt started playing like a champ. Like, that's the only person I ever seen it happen good with. And that's because Kurt is that type of guy, though. You know what I mean? He, like, if you light a fire up on him, Kurt don't play for you.
All right.
I think Adam is completely, I think he's completely wrong for this. Like, he's going to Twitter to talk about everything. And, like, he kind of starting to remind me of AB.
Yeah, I agree. So he got upset because the Jets picked up the phone about the possibility of trading him. And there's no reports that they called anyone. Is that stuff that you took personally?
No, my situation was completely different from his, though, cause like, he's supposed to be like a franchise safety, you know what I mean? Like, so if that was the situation in my book, yeah, I would take that personal too.
Okay.
I'd have felt like, you know, like y'all telling me this, but then y'all listening to phone calls and listening to trade offers, that's where the problem come in.
Right. But you wouldn't do it publicly.
No, I wouldn't have never did it publicly. I would have went and talked to him face to face, man to man.
All right. Well, listen, Brandon Merriweather, you never disappoint. Everyone loves Brandon Merriweather.
There was one question, though, Brandon, that, and this is kind of stems, and Fred brought it up a minute ago, but this is something that stems from a personal experience I had. If somebody comes into one of your restaurants and starts acting up, like, I mean, really, and I don't know if it's happened before or if you just have a plan for this. Someone starts acting up, and you got to get this guy out of there. How do you, Brandon Merriweather, handle that?
I turn to a bouncer.
Okay, so your restaurants have bouncers?
No, I'll be the bouncer.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
Now, first of all, has that happened yet?
Yes, that happened a couple of times.
Yeah.
Like, I throw a party at my restaurant, like last year, I had an ugly sweater party, and this guy got drunk, and so I had to get him up out of there. So I grabbed him and kind of lifted him up and put him outside.
Oh, right. Okay, so exposed himself and started urinating on the walls.
Now, it's a careful thing, right? Because the man obviously is a part out and he's using the bathroom. Like, that's got to be fairly tricky to grab this gentleman and remove him.
No, I didn't see him do that. I was told he was doing that. And he was around me, he was just cussing everybody out. You know, he was cussing out my bartenders. He was cussing out the people next to him. He grabbed this lady. He grabbed this lady that was sitting next to us, like he knew her, like literally. And
right.
So when I was there, I was like, you know what, man, let me just get you up out of here.
Yeah, that is very, very intoxicating.
He actually told me if I touch him, he was going to put his hands on me. So I touched him just to see if he was going to put his hands on me.
Well, Brandon Merriweather, I would not put my hands on you unless it was to embrace you out of friendship.
Man. I appreciate it.
All right, Brandon. We'll talk to you soon.
I see you.
Yeah.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.